Well, in a fortnight's time, the Cape Town International Jazz Festival will be taking up every available space at the CTICC. I'm looking to be there. And performing on the Rosie's stage is a pianist and South African musician from Umgungu Ndlovu in KwaZulu-Natal. That's Nduduzo Makatini.
We speak in ancient tongues, singing songs of love. Healing shallow breathing lungs.
I am being completely indulgent there. That is Letter Beneath the Water, of course, by Nduduzo Makatini, who's going to be at the Cape Town International Jazz Festival. Nduduzo, I will have to be at Rosie's stage in a fortnight's time to make sure that I get to enjoy the rest of that song. My word, how...
Man, it's been so much.
How wonderfully complex, how unbelievably honest and sincere, and I love how you bring different elements, if you like, and I imagine draw from different inspirations into one song. Tell us about your process of getting to Letter Beneath the Water.
So I mean, basically, you know, I was thinking quite strongly about, you know, the sort of damage that was done by the colonial period, just in terms of how people understood themselves via religion and notions of God. So the song really explores these vortexes, like water underneath water, up in the mountains, in the on the ground, as really spaces that people in pre-colonial times, at least in the continent, these spaces became so important as a way of evoking an ancestor, as a way of invoking a god. So yeah, I mean, the tune really thinks around notions of God and where do we, how as a people now in a post-colonial time, understand ourselves in terms of spirituality. So the elements, I'm using them deliberately to sort of sonically also, like, you know, question certain things. And I'm using the style of amahubo, which is an ancient Zulu praise style that was popularized by Princess Magogo, you know, and also bring in, you know, other styles which are, like, you know, quite recent, you know, in terms of, like, you know, jazz and modernity. So yeah, I mean, the song is a lot of things, like you say, the complexity.
And it invites you to participate. So it invites you to obviously enjoy the music, because ultimately music is there to be enjoyed, but also to identify and live with the sense of discomfort that comes with the issues, obviously, that you are inviting us to explore.
Oh, man. I mean, you've just said it all there, inviting us to participate. And that's really what was one of the things with the entire album. It's like there is this sense of a very strong confrontational sort of sense in it, in that, like, it questions a lot of things, identities, politics. It questions, you know, how we understand the realm of spirituality, but also just how we understand the continent and what the continent has to offer, and how that is situated in the sonics themselves, and how do we reveal those kind of things. So, like you say, it's really inviting people to participate. I mean, I wouldn't have said it any better.
Now, you are no stranger. You are no stranger whatsoever to the Cape Town International Jazz Festival. I've certainly seen you performing, particularly as part of ensembles. One of the last times I saw you was when you were supporting Thandiswa Mazwai in Belede.
Oh,
very, very rosy stage. What are you going to be offering your supporters and lovers of jazz this year?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, I think my excitement comes at so many levels. Firstly, I'm excited that I'm presenting new music, which is always an exciting thing for a jazz musician, because, like, with new music, with new songs come new problems, you know? And jazz is about, like, you know, jumping into those problems, jumping into those challenges, you know? So one is I'm excited to be improvising over new music. But I must say that more than that, I'm excited just to be playing with such an incredible unit and just a great combination of musicians. And most of them actually are on the record. So I'll have Logan Richardson, who will play alto, Omar Gugu, who will be singing, Linda Skakane will be playing tenor, and Dabozu will be playing trumpet, Ayanda Skade playing drums, Zolake Dumapelepia playing bass, and Hashingarindong playing percussion. And I'll have a very special guest as well. I just don't want to give everything away now, of course. So, but yeah, I'm excited about it.
Well, I'll be front and center cheering the loudest, Nduduzo. Thank you very, very much. He's part of the programming for the Cape Town International Jazz Festival, which is on the 27th and the 28th of March at the CTICC. He is performing at the Rosie stage, and you have to pay, I think it's about 30 rand for an additional price to access the Rosie stage. He'll be performing on Saturday, the 28th of March, is the final act, actually, at 11:30. But do go and buy your tickets, because it's going to be extraordinary, no doubt.